The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk to Rick Neuheisel, former college coach, works for CBS. We'll talk some college football with him coming up a little bit later on. Phone calls are always welcome any day, but on Monday especially, best and worst of the weekend. Tyler standing by. We'll get to your phone calls coming up this hour. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, the calendar is ready for a pre-order, and we have a certain number of calendars that have been autographed by the entire staff. The Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar, available at danpatrick.com. Also, the Tailgate Moonshine. We do have a few bottles left, so get them while you can. Once they're gone, they're gone. When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins. Friday Nights at Freddy's is in theaters, streaming now on Peacock. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. And our radio affiliates around the country. Are we dressing up for Halloween tomorrow?
Oh, no.
Okay. Todd?
I wasn't planning to. I kind of play dress up every day anyway.
With my little
outfits and uniforms.
With your Broncos gear.
Yeah.
Seton, you Halloweening?
I was when I got home. I wasn't planning on doing it here.
Oh, okay. Marvin?
I'm dressing up as a dad with an expensive child.
Okay. All right. Does anybody want to volunteer to be the representative? The Halloween spirit.
Oh.
McLovin used to do this.
He did.
Yeah. It wasn't that I asked him to do it. He just wanted to do it. Yes, Marv.
I'm volunteering Fritzy.
Oh. But he sort of does that all the time, that he dresses up as a big little kid. Yes, Paul.
McLovin used to start planning in August. There'd be people in the back.
Yeah.
Packages would be coming in, hiding things.
Yes. He was very serious about it. Oh. I'm just putting it out there. Every time I'd watch the Today Show, and they'd be dressing up like Little Bo Peep or whatever it might be, and then I always worried if you had a serious story that broke, and then all of a sudden you got breaking news and somebody's, you know, all of a sudden Harry Potter, and I always worried about that, and I never did it because I figured the one time I'm going to do it, something serious is going to happen, and then I'm going to be in costume. Yes, Mark?
I'm okay if you're dressed like Harry Potter because you could take off the glasses and you could take off the wizard's robe. But if you're dressed like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz and you have the face paint, that's what I would be worried about. So the costume, all right, but if it's like no face painting, because then you got, you know, you're dressed like Doink the Clown and.
Doink the Clown?
Oh, sorry. He was a wrestler.
Oh.
That's the only clown I could think of. Sorry.
Oh. Doink. Fritzy. Todd, you going to dress up at all tomorrow?
I don't know. I may wear some, like, you know, uniform or something like that, some kind of sports thing. I know I do that a lot, but I wasn't planning.
Okay.
I don't have a. You know, I don't really have a costume at home.
Paulie?
Dan, as you know, I'm excused from all activities on October 31st.
Oh, wow, that's right.
It's okay.
Dead Dads Club.
DDC, October 31st.
Yeah.
Kind of dampens the day.
And you were 11?
I just turned 11 when my dad was killed on Halloween Day. Yeah.
Wow.
Tough day.
Yeah.
Little Phil Barkowitz across the street comes over to see how I was okay. You want to go out trick-or-treating, trying to be a friend. Yeah, I actually kind of wanted to. Back to you.
That would have been awkward if you say to your mom, hey, I know Dad died, but, I mean, it is Halloween.
And there's a lot of good candy out there. Nothing's changing.
And if you go out and say, my dad just died, you're
right.
Probably getting a lot more candy.
I get like 3 bars per house.
Yes.
I should have thought of that.
Yes, see.
Okay. Would you rather have your dad here today or 45 years of jokes that you've been doing?
There's a lot of good.
It's a lot of material over 45 years. A lot of sympathy, a lot of material.
Even, you got a point. Even just like months after, we would get like calls at the house and they'd say, is a man of the house home? Because it was some salesperson. I'm like, hold on, I'll try to get him. And I just leave him on hold. And that was my way to compensate with the horrible pain.
Yeah. And then you became the man of the house.
Yeah, still waiting.
Yeah. Anywho,
clean that up.
World Series game 3 tonight. Whether you watched it or not, game 1 was really exciting. So game 3 coming up tonight. College football weekend, certainly interesting. Kansas surprising Oklahoma. You know, you're still trying to navigate this season and figuring out who are the 4 teams that are going to be there at the very end. Because if Michigan loses to Ohio State, are they still going to be there? Georgia, you think? Clemson lost again. Clemson's got Notre Dame coming up. And Clemson is, a 3-point underdog at home against Notre Dame. What happened to Clemson? Yes, Marv.
They had like a Florida Urban Meyer type of run.
Yeah.
And now it kind of looks like it's over. Hey, remember they got rid of DJU for my man? I don't even know the quarterback's name, but I remember he was a...
Klubnik?
Yeah, Cole?
Cade Klubnik.
Cade
Klubnik.
And then
yeah,
4-4 now?
Yeah.
This run might be over.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie?
There was a time when Dabo was on top of the world. He was talking down about the portal and I don't need transfers.
Probably NIL.
NIL and all this stuff. Yeah. And you could say that when you're 11-0 and it's November. And they're, you know, they've got 4 losses and to some average teams.
Yeah, they're 4-4, I believe.
No offense, but they lost to NC State, which a couple of years ago, that would have been a 30-point game at half.
Okay, did you follow this story about NC State and their head coach?
I saw it.
And Steve Smith Jr.? So he was on College Game Day. So he's the former great receiver with the Panthers, and he's the guest picker because he went to Utah, and he's on College Game Day. And he talked about NC State's program and talked about Clemson, but he talked about NC State. And then NC State's coach got involved in this as well. So here is how this played out.
Look, Clemson has been struggling. They're not the Clemson we've loved over the years. But NC State, unfortunately, they're waiting for basketball to start.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Man, tell Steve Smith in the studio, this ain't a basketball school. He can kiss my ass.
That's NC State's coach, Dave Doran. Steve Smith's gotten roughed up here the last couple of weeks. He makes fun of Jerry Jeudy, and Jerry Jeudy won't take his apology, and now he's calling out NC State. You know, you go viral for these hot takes. That's what these guys want. Here's your hot take. Enjoy it. Yes, Todd.
Is that awesome, inappropriate, or awesomely inappropriate? Where would you go with what he felt the need to address that there in the postgame interview?
I'm going to say it's awesome. I mean, it's not like Ryan Day calling out Lou Holtz. You know, where's Lou Holtz? I don't know. He's 80 years of age. Yes, Marvin.
Is NC State a basketball or a football school? Which one are they? I think they're just a school.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Tell Marvin he can kiss me.
They do have a national title in basketball.
I wasn't born.
That was 1974 against UCLA.
They're just a school.
Or they beat UCLA in the semis. Yes, Tom.
But the averageness of both of those programs cancel each other out. So I think Marvin has a point there. We're not sure if they're anything. Sorry, Wolfpack.
Yeah, we're going to get called out. Dan Patrick Show, kiss my ass. Yes, Paul.
Actually, NC State football, the past like 25 years, they're always like 7-5, 9-3. They get a bowl game that they've never leapt into that, you know,
Yeah, but that's like you qualify for the NCAA tournament.
I would say
March Madness, and then you bow out in the first round.
They're not below average. They're never an embarrassment. I'm trying to compliment NC State football.
I know.
Work with me.
you're dancing around.
Well, I just think that there's a lot worse schools. Like Vandy.
Well, yeah, but you can't do it that way. Like he's saying we're not a basketball school, we're a football school. Right. What do they have to show for their football school?
Well, that Independence Bowl win in 2016.
I mean, they had Russell Wilson Jr. III. They kicked him to the curb. They kept Mike Glennon. You got Phillip Rivers. What do you have? Not that there's, you know, the basketball program has been great. But, Marvin, I think you're correct. I think they're just a school. They have the potential to be solid at both. Solid at improving. Yes, Marvin.
Yes, they were great. They have great moments in the basketball program's history. Yeah. But I wasn't born.
All right, best and worst of the weekend, Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
What up, DP? Good morning, boys. Thank you, Todd. Well, Dan, just to quickly recap the weekend, the Broncos beat the Chiefs and then blasted Taylor Swift music. That was awesome. The Niners lost their third straight game. Shane Irving's still pissed. And the Diamondbacks are winning World Series games. That's where we stand today. Unbelievable. But best of the weekend, Dan. Will the Thrill Levis, throwing four TDs in his debut, becoming only the third quarterback to do so, joining Fran Tarkenton and Marcus Mariota. That kid was balling out. It was fun to watch, especially in those Oiler throwback unis. They were nice.
Yep.
And worst of the weekend, Dan. Me and Marvin's Niners, DP, hot garbage. I'm not sounding the alarm just yet, DP, but we need to get healthy. We need to play with a little more urgency. I mean, it's better to lose games in October and November than, you know, December and January. But I believe we'll bounce back and we'll be back in the hunt. So
yeah, it's a long season. Thank you, Buddha. Everybody has dips. It's just how do you look in those games? Are you healthy and you lose? You know, I know they're losing, you know, don't have their left tackle. And you don't have Deebo Samuel. I get it. You're at home. You should still win those games. And your defense is supposed to be formidable. And it was not. Barry in Santa Fe. Hey, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. My best and my worst happened to be the Jets. I thought the game in Denver was the worst football I've ever seen. No. Yesterday was epic. Have you ever had your team win a game and then you're angry the rest of the day? I mean, this offense is so terrible. And I know Zach Wilson led a comeback, but he played lousy for 59 minutes and 30 seconds. And there are still knuckleheads in the New York media talking about playoffs.
Well, you got Aaron Rodgers there warming up, dropping back, throwing passes. Thank you, Barry. That was a tough watch. But you are 4-3. All you have to do is kind of hang in there, hold serve. And then if Rodgers comes back for the last four games of the year, whatever it is, whatever his time frame is, then you got a chance. It's just Buffalo's not going to run away with this. I don't know if Miami's going to run away with this. We know New England's not doing anything. But if you can kind of hang in there, get around six or seven wins, and then if Rodgers comes back, then you have something interesting. Ty in Syracuse. Hi, Ty. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Long-time listener, third-time caller, and I'm falling behind my life coach, Barry, in Santa Fe. Quick best and worst of the weekend. Best, it's Moonshine Day. Tracking is in. It's getting delivered today. Can't wait. Worst of the weekend. Went into the closet. Grabbed my old DP show zip hoodie. Snug would be an understatement, Dan. I felt like when Pritchy got stuck in that costume, I needed somebody to get me out of here.
Well, you can go to danpatrick.com. We have some hoodies there available for you. If you've gained a few pounds, then we can take care of you there. Let's see. Brent in Connecticut. Hi, Brent. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Got a question, two questions. What's going to happen to the man cave after you retire in 4 years? Is it going to be a museum for you? Is it going to be available for rent out for halls for events? My main question is, I'm having surgery or a procedure done in 2 weeks on my foot. What do I tell people?
Well, what is the procedure?
One of the metacarpals and my foot is growing in the wrong direction, so they have to go in and shave it off.
Is there anesthesia involved?
Not general, but I will be knocked out.
All right. I'm going to say that that's surgery. I'm going to give you a surgery there. And I don't give surgery out too often because there are a lot of procedures that are done. But having been under quite a few times with all my surgeries, I'll give you surgery. If there's a scalpel involved in it, Brent, is there a scalpel involved in this?
Well, there's a scalpel and a drill, actually.
I'm going to give you a surgery there. I'm going to give you a surgery there. Brent, thank you. Good luck. Yes, Paul.
Sounds like a remodeling is going on. What is he, shaving down something on his foot?
Metatarsal.
Some people have the little bone bump, and it rubs against their shoes, and it's very painful.
Yeah.
Surgical procedure, kind of like a hybrid?
Ooh, have we come up with a new term?
Pop a hyphen in there?
Surgical procedure.
Because it's serious-ish.
But is knee surgery, well, it is surgery. They call it knee surgery. They don't call it knee procedure.
No. Because that's surgery. But
they've gotten it to the point where it, you know, it's outpatient surgery. That, you know, you're in and then you're out that day. But it is called knee surgery.
A lot of the definitions I've looked at, they're loose. But if they cut into, if it's invasive, if they go into under the skin, even if it's a probe or lasers.
I think you have to be under. I think you have to start there. Are you under?
Under or like sedated? Because didn't you say
I just want to be sedated?
Yeah. Some of those orthopedic surgeries, you're out-ish.
I just remember I was out with my surgeries. I wasn't like groggy. No, I'm out. Like it's the best sleep you'll ever have. And it's like, all right, you're going to breathe in here and then we're going to count down and then they don't even get to one. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Yes, Eden.
I feel like the going under thing is a little tricky, though, because there are lots of procedures that you go under for that wouldn't count as a surgery.
Yes, Todd.
Didn't the surgeon offer you an opportunity to watch it on a monitor as it's happening?
That was one of my knee. When I had microfracture surgery on my knee, the doc said, look, I'm going to numb you from like your knee down, but I'm going to have a monitor here. Do you want to watch it? And I go, no. He goes, well, a lot of people don't like going under because then they're nauseous when they wake up. And plus, I figured you'd be fascinated to look at your knee. And I said, well, why don't you just videotape it for me? And he made a tape of it. And it looked kind of like he had this drill that was going into my knee. And it looked like, a plate of spaghetti. And I went, all right, I don't have any use for this. Yes, Paul.
They call it plastic surgery, but shouldn't be called plastic procedure. Surgery should be something you need to have done, not elective.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I'd have to talk to the Kardashians about that.
All right.
Yeah, see what they say.
Fritzy?
Yeah,
plastic surgery.
Elective.
You wanted to do that because you wanted to plump up your lips or you wanted to get some kind of tuck or do something with your cheeks.
Some of those are major surgeries, though.
When they put them under and then they start carving them up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like jack-o'-lantern time. My God, that'd be surgery. Yes, Todd.
I agree with the elective part, what Paul is saying. If you're doing something that you don't need to do for any reason to make you feel better, maybe mentally you feel better, but if it's not something you need to have done, then that's a procedure.
Yeah, but I've had situations with my knee that I didn't need to have another surgery. But I chose to have another surgery. Like I could have.
But it was a life improvement thing that you kind of needed. You needed at some point. You chose when to have it. Like I remember when you got your knee replacement. They said anytime in the next couple of years you could have it.
Yes.
You chose when to have it.
Yeah.
But you are going to need it at some point.
And you're not a knee model or something like that. I need my kneecap to look a certain way for the ladies. So I'm all over the magazines with my knee and my shorts.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about elective versus not. Paul, so you needed to do that because you're going to start walking funny and eventually things are going to rub together.
It wasn't cosmetic surgery.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Elective shouldn't be considered surgery. If you were getting something done with your knee because you wanted your knee to look pretty, then that would be silly.
Yeah, but if he was a knee model and made his living off of modeling his knees, he would probably want to have surgery to keep it looking good.
I guess. Maybe I didn't think that through completely.
Thank you, Todd.
Knee enhancement.
Yeah.
Knee enhancement.
Didn't Johnny Drama get calf implants?
He was considering it. Yeah. He was jealous of all the people with great calves.
He
calves
looked at Lamar Odom's calves, I think, and he wanted to get calf implants. I met a guy who had bicep implants.
He's right across from you.
Yeah. Todd did not.
I did. They put a little thing in there.
No, you do have unusually large biceps.
And very skinny legs.
They don't match the rest of your body.
I don't really do the legs thing. It's like, oh, I see guys at the gym. Leg day. Like, what is that? What is leg day? I walked across the gym to get to that machine to do my biceps.
Let's take a break here. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Still in October. Holidays are coming up fast. Before your life goes into overdrive with the holidays, make sure your home is safe. And with Simply Safe Home Security, get a brand new system today for 40% off. Experts love Simply Safe. Named the best home security system of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. I think they also won 2022, 2021. And so this isn't an overnight type success. They have been doing this a long time. Powered by 24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to cost less than a dollar a day. That's half the cost of traditional home security. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Backed by Simply Safe's money-back guarantee, try Simply Safe for 60 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, return your system and get a full refund. And they say Simply Safe because it's simple. You can install it 30 minutes or less. And it's going to help detect break-ins and fires and floods, plus HD cameras both inside and out. For a limited time, save 40% on any new system with Fast Protect Plan. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. There is no safe like SimplySafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to more phone calls. We're going to give you our best and worst of the weekend. Tyreek Hill has 1,014 receiving yards this season. First player in 62 years to have that many yards in his team's first 8 games of a season. Last time this happened was 1961. Prior to that, 1951. Prior to that, 1942. Tyreek Hill is the leading candidate for the NFL Offensive Player of the Year, according to DraftKings. Well, he's actually tied with Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey had a couple more touchdowns. So he has 2 touchdowns yesterday. He had 1 rushing and 1 receiving. And I was curious, what's the most games where somebody had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in their career? McCaffrey has 14 career games with both a rushing and receiving touchdown. The only other player, and he has 1 more game than Christian McCaffrey, a rushing and a receiving touchdown. NFL history. I think you should get it. I don't think it's difficult. Marvin?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
No, but good guess. Good guess. Paulie?
Marshall Faulk?
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, yeah. Nailed it.
Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. What, are you going to take a victory lap?
No, I'm going to tell you that I was absolutely going with Tomlinson if Marvin didn't get that right. I think I would have guessed Tomlinson first.
He has 14 games. Marshall Faulk had 15 games where he had at least a rushing and receiving touchdown. Also, that's 17 consecutive games McCaffrey has scored a touchdown in. Tied for the longest streak in NFL history, Lenny Moore did it in 1963 for the then Baltimore Colts. How about point differential here? This is always interesting. Which team has the worst point differential so far this season? Todd, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to say the Carolina Panthers.
Seton O'Connor.
The Cardinals?
Marvin?
Cardinals.
No, if it was the Cardinals, I would have blooped him.
The Browns.
The Browns? Paulie.
I'm thinking Cardinals, Browns. No, I'm going to go with the New England Patriots.
Second. Their second worst point differential, minus 90.
Minus 90?
Panther, Broncos.
Panthers are minus 72. Cardinals, minus 62. Commanders, minus 57. Once again, I'll go around the room. The worst point differential, Todd.
My Broncos.
Seton.
That was just my guess.
Marvin.
Patriots.
No, I just told you they were Cardinals. Second on the list. No, I said they're fourth on the New York Football Giants.
Oh, they stink.
That was my guess, by the way.
Forgot about them.
Minus 92. Wow.
That's unacceptable.
Thank you, Todd. How about the best point differential? Which team has the best point differential? Todd?
After that 70-20 win over the Broncos, I'm going to go Miami.
Seton, best point differential.
The Dolphins. Oh, wait, Todd just said that. How about the 49ers?
Marvin.
Cowboys.
Paulie.
Cowboys.
No, he just said the Cowboys.
But you didn't tell if he's right or wrong.
I would have blooped him if he was right.
I thought you were letting it drag out. I stand by it.
Good for you.
Second on the list. Plus 81, the Ravens. The Niners, plus 78. Cowboys, plus 77. Dolphins, plus 67. The Buffalo Bills at plus
80.
The Buffalo Bills have outscored everyone by 86 points. They're a half a game ahead of the New York Jets this season in the playoff race. Yeah. A half a game.
Yeah. Point differential, overrated. Okay. How about we do best and worst of the weekend? Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Best of the weekend, besides Denver ending their 16-game losing streak to the Chiefs, I'm giving it to Kansas junior running back Devin Neal. 112 yards, 25 carries, go-ahead touchdown with under a minute left. Jayhawks upset Oklahoma 38-33. Kansas had lost their previous 18 games against the Sooners. Worst, Tulsa football. And the reason why, the Golden Hurricane gave up 52 points in Dallas to SMU in the first half alone. Final score, 69-10, Mustangs. What?
Seton?
My worst of the weekend is the 49ers losing to the Bengals, 31-17. Mm-hmm. People asking if Brocktober is now Brocktober.
Oh,
it is just crushing my heart to see this happen.
Wow.
But the real ones are sticking with our guy, Brock Purdy.
Huh?
I don't know, my best of the weekend, though, I don't know if you remember, but somewhere around like week four, maybe, I said that the Bengals season is officially over. You yes. might not remember that, Dan, but Bengals fans did. My best of the weekend is Bengals fans keeping receipts. Good. Being like, all right, okay, I remember that. Well done.
Yeah. But weren't we asking for that? Like, what is the hot take. Like, we were doing hot takes.
It's like okay, give me a hot take off of this weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but it doesn't quite, the context of that doesn't usually remain.
No, it doesn't.
It's just the statement.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, future Bears wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. 6 receptions, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns for Ohio State. He should be in New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation. I don't think he's going to win. Other best.
He's not even on the list here. It's Michael Penix Jr. III, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix.
All right. Bo Nix, 8th year in college. but go ahead. Other best. I saw the Milli Vanilli documentary over the weekend.
Yeah.
I did not know 75% of the stuff. I just knew they got caught with the lip sync. But everything that went into it, just unbelievable. The downward spiral. Post winning the Grammy, unbelievable.
There's a lot of guilty people involved in that whole situation there. Yeah,
those two guys were just in the forefront, but there were so many people behind the scenes. It was like record company producers.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were just two good looking guys, and they were like, "Hey, you want to do this? Sure."
Right. And if you're homeless, yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, of course.
Paulie, best and worst of the week.
University of Texas freshman backup quarterback Malik Murphy. I can't remember how to pronounce his name. 2 touchdowns filling in for Quinn Ewers. That was a big one. Texas is still in the national title picture, playoff picture, and he needed a good game. Everyone was waiting for Manning to get in. He did not play. And then the other one I would say is James Madison Dukes football. They're in the big time now. They're ranked 25th going into the weekend. They beat Old Dominion. They're 8-0.
They're going to go undefeated.
It's not fair that they aren't eligible to play in any playoff games. I know it'd take a while for them to get there, but you're either in or you're out. If you jump up to Division I, FBS, FCS, you're in or you're out. Just let them play.
By the way, it was on this day that the Raiders set an NFL record for penalties. Now, it's just a coincidence that they're playing tonight, but the Raiders had how many penalties? This is an NFL record in a game. Marvin?
I'm going to say 18.
Paulie?
14.
Todd?
17.
Seton?
15?
23.
Damn.
That was in 2016, and they won. They beat Tampa Bay. 23 penalties in that game. Let me see. Josh in Philly. Hi, Josh. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Hi, John.
I actually had 2 questions I'd like to ask you.
All right.
I'll ask them both so I'm not lingering on you.
Okay.
I was wondering what you think of the 76ers for this year with their small sample of 2-1. And then a couple weeks ago, I was down in Philly where the Diamondbacks were playing the Phillies. And they also had soccer going on and the Flyers, which was over 110,000 people there. Just wondering if you had any experiences like that over your time. Thank you.
How about we wait till after Christmas for the 76ers? And what was the biggest crowd that I've ever...
Yeah, sporting event with the most people you've ever been to.
100,000. Yeah, say 100,000 football game. Yeah.
I think probably Michigan-Notre Dame.
Yeah, big house. You went to that.
That's 110,000 or something like that.
Yeah. Now, I've had over 100 million watching me give out the Super Bowl trophy.
Scoreboard. Counts.
Scoreboard. Okay. Absolutely. Scoreboard. Yes, Marvin.
What's the most intense sporting event you've ever been to? Like, intense. Like, you just feel just, like, the tension between the teams, the crowd, just what's at stake? You've been to so many, sorry.
There's nothing like a boxing match. A heavyweight boxing match. They're just nothing. That feeling when you're there and they walk in and all of a sudden it's go time and it is that's intense. I would say but I was fortunate. I was going to big events and a lot of them had Mike Tyson involved. Larry Holmes was involved. Ken Norton Jr. Didn't see Ali fight in person, but when you walk in and you think they're equals, and one guy is walking in and walking out, and one guy's walking in and probably not walking out. And there is a tenseness that I don't think you can capture. When you go to the Kentucky Derby, and they, you know, the horses are there, and then they open that gate, boom. That's a big deal as well. But these are, you know, it's not like, oh, that team hates that team type tension. it's just maybe the expectation is so heightened. And in boxing, if you ever get a chance to sit ringside and you hear those punches, it's the same thing I say about football. When you're on the side, Marvin, you know this because you work the sidelines behind the scenes. You hear those hits and you're going, damn, how do you get up from that stuff? And then I love when players are on the sidelines as retirees and they're watching and go, how did I play this? Those things, I mean, that's a different kind of tension there when you're hitting people, getting hit. But I'd say a boxing, heavyweight boxing match. Craig in California. Good morning, Craig. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Happy day to you guys. Best and the worst of the weekend to you coming.
Craig, did I surprise you?
You did.
Okay.
I got my earpiece on now.
Okay, here we go. Here's Craig in California. Hey, Craig, how are you?
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
Best of the weekend. Actually, Fritzy's Broncos over the Chiefs.
Okay.
I don't normally do that. And the worst is Marvin's and I's Niners losing the Bengals. That's bad. I think both teams are going through some growing pains with the Niners and the Chiefs.
All right. Well, thank you, Craig. Maybe script that next time.
He might have been a little nervous.
Yeah, he's a little nervous.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Dan, I'd like to change my worst of the weekend.
To Craig?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Dan, my wire vision.
We didn't call you.
Yeah, when he said happy day, he just got all...
Happy day.
Whatever happened to OG Craig? Craigers in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He hasn't called in years.
Yes.
Craig was great.
Yeah. I love that guy, man. Whatever happened to him?
Pitch imperfect Craig.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Hey, fellas. Let me take a break here. Take a break, Todd. Is that good?
Yeah, I'm thinking we should take a break here.
Okay.
I feel bad for Craig, though. He's probably so nervous that he wasn't ready for you to call him out on the show.
Thank you, Todd.
You got distracted.
How about we take a break?
Happy day.
We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How often do we have a trade deadline when we're surprised at the trade deadline? Because what happens is the insiders want to get us excited about tomorrow at 4 Eastern. I don't know. Derrick Henry, teams who could be interested. Chase Young of the Commanders. Devontae Adams. Somebody's going to get traded. And then more likely than not, you'll go, anybody get traded? No. You know, it'll be a backup offensive lineman or something. But I don't remember where there was a trade deadline where there were like multiple big trades. Sometimes one guy is moved, but are any of these players going to be moved by tomorrow at 4 Eastern? The Raiders, I think, said, you know, it's not happening with Devontae Adams. What if they lose tonight? You're kind of out of it, right? Do you trade Devontae Adams? You know, because now you have a coaching staff. You know, Josh McDaniels is coaching for his job. And it's not like you go, hey, Josh, ease off the accelerator. We're going to trade some people and we're going to rebuild now because he's not going to be around for the rebuild. Chase Young? Where did that come from? Number two pick overall? They don't want to pay him next year. Derrick Henry, I get. It's when I saw Will Levis playing so well, my first thought was, are the Titans now more likely to trade Derrick Henry? Because, okay, maybe we have our quarterback here. Let's start the rebuild. If that were the case, I would say to Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry, hey, guess what? Have you ever been to, and then just, you know, name a city and say, well, you're going. We're going to trade you. Yeah, Paul.
If you're Minnesota, would you kick the tires on Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah. Yeah. If you still, okay, Green Bay is not good. Chicago is not good. The NFC feels like it's top heavy, or at least we thought it was, with the Niners and Eagles. It's Niners and Eagles and certainly the Cowboys. And if you think you're in the Lions, that if you have a chance to make the playoffs, do you roll the dice on that? Now, I think if Kirk Cousins is healthy, the Vikings will have, you know, they'll keep him. They'll have him back. I think he is really, really well-liked in that with his team. But that coming back from the Achilles, not everybody's Aaron Rodgers here. But if I'm Kirk Cousins, the first person I'm calling is Aaron Rodgers to say, tell me more about the procedure. Can I meet your surgeon? Can we share a surgeon? I'm sure Aaron Rodgers would love that. Yeah, Pauline.
If you were the Arizona Cardinals, would you shop Kyler Murray at all costs, like for any offer? They have the number one, right now they have the number one pick of the draft.
Yeah, but I got to get something for him. I think if he was able to play and kind of remind people of how great he can be, like, what am I giving up for Kyler Murray? I got to take his contract. Like, if I'm Arizona, I don't want to play him. But you're paying him all that money. But I'm wondering, when's the last time, how many times do we have a trade deadline where we go, wow, I didn't think that guy was going to be moved? What do you have?
The last one, I guess, Christian McCaffrey being traded to the 49ers midseason.
We didn't know. We didn't think it was that big a deal because we're like, all right, he's been banged up. You know, maybe they'll you know, kind of use him sparingly, and then all of a sudden he gets there, and Kyle Shanahan, he dials some things up.
Jalen Ramsey to the Rams a few years ago.
Okay,
that was a pretty good size. And then you have to go historical. It's like Herschel Walker to the Vikings, Eric Dickerson to the Colts. But it doesn't happen that often.
Jimmy Garoppolo to the Niners.
Yep. Minkah Fitzpatrick went to the Steelers. That was a good trade.
Von Miller to the Rams. That was a big deal at the time. Matthew Perry passed away over the weekend at the age of 54. We had him on the show, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. He was promoting a new show. And I'd never met him before, but he had great comedic timing. I mean, of all of those characters on Friends, all the actors, he to me had that comedic, him and Jennifer Aniston had comedic timing that it's, I think you're just born with it. And he was really, really good, that character. Chandler Bing was, and I've been by the place where his apartment is supposed to be on the show in the West Village in New York. And there were a lot of, there was like a vigil there over the weekend that people gathered outside this place and where his apartment was supposed to be on the show. But he had the last line or the last word in the show, Friends.
I was reading some stories about Matthew Perry this weekend, and they would adjust and they would change lines and Friends from set to set, scene to scene. And the last line of Friends, they're all in Monica's apartment. Monica and Chandler are moving to the suburbs with their two babies, and this is it. The group is disbanding. And Jennifer Aniston is supposed to say, "You guys want to go get some coffee?" And then they hug and walk out. Mm. And Matthew Perry supposedly asked, "Can I get a line in?" And she goes, "Can I go get some coffee? We want to go get some coffee?" And everyone's like, "Yeah." And then as they're walking out, long, long pause, she goes, "Where?" As if they're going to go somewhere different. Other and the whole place started laughing.
Central Perk.
Yeah. Central. Supposedly he got the last line.
Perk. Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
He's also in an underrated movie, Fools Rush In, with Salma Hayek.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just for Salma alone, but.
I think he got injured on that movie. He got injured in a jet ski accident, maybe, and that started him on the pain meds.
I remember him so long ago before Friends, he had a role for a couple episodes on Beverly Hills 90210. He was like the rich kid star tennis player, which he kind of was. He was, I guess, a great tennis player.
And I remember Julia Roberts, she said she would be on the show, but she wanted to be in a scene with Matthew Perry. And then they started dating. And then, as he tells it, like 3 months later, he broke up with her because he didn't want her to break up with him. Like he knew that he wasn't worthy. Like this was, so he panicked and he broke up with Julia Roberts. Yes, he.
I'm just looking back through his early roles. Yeah. He really hit some 80s gold. He was in Charles in Charge.
Ooh.
He had a little bit on Silver Spoons.
Mm.
He had a little bit on Growing Pains, where he played Carol Seaver's boyfriend who dies in a drunk driving crash. He went. He had some good ones there, man. A 3-episode arc on Growing Pains. Are you kidding me? Yo.
He was a big tennis fan, and he wrote a book. He talked about his disease, and that book, I think, was in the last 12 months. But he just knew. He knew that the disease was going to win. He had been in rehab 60, 70 times, he said. And he said that there was just nothing that, he was on hydrocodone, I think. And that's an offshoot of Oxy. And he just said there was nothing like that feeling of it took away all the pain that he had. Yes, Tom.
Big hockey LA Kings fan.
Yeah.
When you had him on the show, he said he mentioned Wayne Gretzky twice when you asked him three people you'd like to meet or interview. And he was big on Gretzky.
Final hour coming up. More of your phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Matthew Perry, dead at the age of 54. We'll talk to Rick Neuheisel, some college football, and how much trouble does he think Jim Harbaugh is in? And does he think Jim Harbaugh will be Michigan's coach next year?
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. No.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.